I am Geraldine Beck as commander of the RFMF.
And so what does that mean? So you vacated the Prime Minister's office?
Well, today is Easter. There's no one at work. It's a holiday, so I was never in my office.
Who was it, do you know, that advised the President to take this path and abrogate the Constitution?
I explained to him the result of the court case, the appeal. And he made that, I guess he came up with that on his own.
So it was perhaps on your advice as well?
Well, I told him what the implications of the result of the appeal.
And was that your preference, that he abrogate the Constitution?
No, he did it on his own.
So will you be part of the next government that the President will announce over the next couple of days?
Guess is as good as mine. Right now we don't know what's happening. He's abrogated the Constitution, and in his address he said that he will be looking at an interim government in the next couple of days.
He also said that the elections won't be held until 2014, so that's a long time for the next interim government, or whatever it'll be called, to be in office.
Yes, 5 years from now.
And was it also your advice to the President that the reforms that your interim government was implementing should be pursued and carried out through to completion?
That was the recommendation I put across to him, that it should continue by the interim government.
If President Josefa Iloilo, His Excellency, offers you the job of Prime Minister again, are you going to accept?
Until he offers me the post, I really don't know right now, Geraldine.
Would you like the job?
I don't mind going back in.
And so if that's the scenario, would you reappoint the people that were in the jobs previously, for instance, Interim Attorney General Isaac?
Again, I don't know whether he will nominate me.
Can I also ask you, because yesterday after the appeal court ruling, it was announced by the interim government through ISI Kayum that you would, and through the Solicitor General Christopher Pride, that there would be an appeal of the judgment in the Supreme Court sitting of June or September. Will that process also be continued on? Will that be seen through?
I don't think so. His Excellency the President has abrogated the 97 Constitution, so I presume everything that dealt with that has now gone overboard.
And will that also include the President's Political Dialogue Forum?
I hope not. I hope that that will stay. We still need the United Nations and the Commonwealth to come and mediate with the political parties to find a way forward.
So you're still hoping that that process will continue and that the United Nations and...
I hope it will continue.
Okay, and do we know there was a meeting this week? Was there a date set for that process to reconvene or actually take place?
No, we finished everything that we wanted to talk about. We'll be writing to the United Nations and the Commonwealth on Tuesday, or the Secretariat will be, and then they'll work from there. Commonwealth will work from there.
Commodore Bani Marama, you've made no secret of the fact that you're displeased with a number of the prominent and probably larger political parties. What will you do with them now? They were barred from this week's meeting, Dialogue Forum meeting. Do they have a future, those parties?
I don't know, Geraldine. As you know, I'm no longer Prime Minister, so I don't have any say in what happens.
What's going to happen over the few days now that the President deliberates on who will be in... Like, if a situation arose, would the President be able to deal with it himself, or would he have to call on who to help him if a situation arises?
Geraldine, to tell you the truth, I don't know. He's obviously speaking to his advisors, the official secretary, who knows best what's happening.
The President, Commodore, also sacked the judiciary. It's going to be taking some time to replace them too, so it's going to hold up a whole set of processes. Is there some way around that?
No, I guess he has it all planned out. The judiciary may be brought back in the next week or so, I guess that's in the process.
So the people in the judiciary who were sacked by the President are most likely to be reappointed?
I don't know.
So how's the news been received in Fiji today when people wake up to hear the appeal court ruling and then all of a sudden this surprise announcement from the President? What are people saying, even your fellow military leaders and military personnel?
Geraldine, today is Easter Friday. It's a holiday. Everyone's at home. It's raining. There's no one on the streets. All the church are at their home enjoying the Easter weekend with their families. So I really don't know what's happening.